This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Much of my unit, you know, they joined as, you know, 18-year-old kids. I went in with some adult experience. I went in as a 23-year-old.
You believe it or not, when you're that's old, so, when you're young. Yeah, I remember thinking
Lieutenant. Yeah, you know? And that was, you know, and that was it.
You're an old guy.
Yeah, the old. I was one of the old guys. You know, I had a, you know, and even in basic training, I there was a 37-year-old guy that got assigned to my training platoon.
Yeah,
and he and I roomed together.
Yeah,
you know, our drill sergeants, you know, put us together as kind of the two old guys.
Well, you're 23, he's 37.
Yeah.
You probably learned a lot from him, though.
I did, you know, and there was a lot of, you know, he had a lot of life experience that he brought, you know, to bear. He actually ended up joining and going to Fort Huachuca, Arizona to be an intelligence analyst.
Really? Were you able to witness to the men? I mean, were they aware of your faith, or were you more quiet with your faith?
So I was a little bit more quiet with my faith at the time than I probably would be now. But I think actions speak louder than words in a lot of ways.
Yes.
You know, I prayed before meals. You know, so they saw
what's
me
up with that guy.
Yeah, they saw me bowing my heads before meals.
But you didn't proselytize.
But, no, but some of it was there was an inability to, you know, it was go, go, go. In basic training, it was go, go, go all the time. And there wasn't really opportunity to do so. When I got to my unit, I was actually kind of surprised how many guys in my unit actually were believers as well, to varying degrees. You know, whether if you go to church, are you a believer? That's probably debatable. But you know, there were a lot of guys that you know went to church with their families.
Yeah. Sitting in a garage doesn't make you a car. Sitting in a pew doesn't make you a Christian.
Sure, sure. You know, so in that, you know, I was genuinely surprised, you know, how many people did go to church or at least claim to. You know, unfortunately, at that point in time, the operational tempo of the military was very, very high. You know,
the
operational tempo. So the training level of units. We were basically planning on deployments every other year. So even when we were in garrison at our base at Fort Hood, Texas, we were out in the field, you know, during training. And sometimes I know in the summer we did every unit has to go through what they call a gunnery. So every unit has to do weapons training,
gunnery.
And so in each unit, gunnery is a little bit different. I was in first Cavalry Division at Fort Hood, Texas. So our gunnery included tanks and Bradleys. So
what's a Bradley?
A Bradley infantry fighting vehicle.
Okay. I have no idea what that is.
It's a kind of a mini tank. It's got a Bushmaster 25mm chain gun on top of it. Just a great piece of machinery. I became very fond with tanks and Bradleys being in an armor unit. But so being in a heavy armor unit and heavy armored cavalry unit, you know, gunnery was weapons qualifications for us as individual soldiers in the different weapon systems that we would be carrying on our deployment, and then each tank and Bradley crew had to qualify with that machine as a crew. So, you know, for us, that was 45 days in the field from June to the middle of July.
Wow. So how many years did you serve?
So I did 5 years active duty. And then when I came off of active duty, I did 6 years with the Virginia National Guard.
So 11 years.
11 years
total. And when you're in the National Guard, that means at any time at their beck and call, they can call you. And you have to leave your family instantaneously, right?
Yes. So the National Guard, we had what they called drill weekends. We did one weekend a month that we did mandated training for a weekend. Sometimes the weekend was 4 days. Sometimes the weekend was 2 days, depending on the month and the training cycle. And then we did a two-week called annual training in the summer.
Now, why did you do this? Was it to be in service of your country, or was it also, I mean, there's nothing wrong with this because every labor is worthy of its due, but was this all helps you out with retirement later on, or are you compensated monetarily when you're in the in this group?
Yes. So as a career field, the military was really never going to be a career for me.
Mm-hmm. 11 years, though. That's
I did 5 years active duty.
Yeah.
And then six with the Virginia National Guard. I did not do enough time to warrant any retirement. Because I didn't make it to 20 years. But like I said, it wasn't ever going to be a career for me. It was honestly, I joined the military so that I could get married.
Explain this. So you joined the military, you could get married.
Yes.
So I don't understand.
So I met my wife working for a private ambulance company. We were both EMTs.
Okay.
I got hired on. We have a mutual friend who, unbeknownst to me, talked me up. And when I finally met my wife, you know, she came over my orientation at this new job, you know, and I was, you know, we were, you know, it was 2004, so we were making $10.50 an hour, which is absolute garbage for living in the DC metro area. She came up and said, who's this Daniel guy that I've been hearing so much about? I kind of raised my hand and she said, my name's Melissa. It's very nice to meet you. I've heard a lot about you. And I'm kind of sitting there thinking, wish I could say the same. But I knew when I saw her that I was going to marry her.
You knew instantly.
I knew instantly.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Boy, the Lord is strong. The Spirit of God is strong in your life.
I knew
instantly. I hear that. What a great blessing that is. That's favor. And now you have how many children?
I have four children now.
Four children.
My oldest is 12. My youngest is 2.5.
No, but explain to this though. So you said you went into the military so you could get married. You never told us what that
means. Yeah. So, I knew working for this private ambulance company in Northern Virginia.
At $10.50 an hour.
At $10.50 an hour. I knew
can't even afford McDonald's.
Yeah.
On that,
I knew I couldn't. I couldn't support a family on that. I knew. Still living at home at the time. My parents were gracious enough to continue to let me do that.
You mean live at home?
Yeah. And honestly, relatively rent free. And
you're 23 at this time?
I was 22, 23 at this time. And I started talking to, I knew that if I wanted to get married, I needed something that had, that was going to allow me to support a family and not live paycheck to paycheck.
But the thing is that you got to do this to get married, and the very thing you do so you can be with your wife takes you away from your wife.
Sends me away for 2 out of the first 4 years that we're married.
And I can relate to that. I lost probably a relationship of my lifetime by going on the road, doing concerts, and that relationship ended. And I know for a fact the Holy Spirit brought us together, and I have to live with that every day of my life and have for over 30 years now, which still haunts me. But, you know, I put him first. So here, I know what that can be like. So here you are in Iraq. You got the money coming in, but now you got the wife way back in the States.
Yep.
So is that not a little crazy?
It was. You know, it's hard to be a newlywed.
But why was that? Why did you feel the military was your choice? I mean, why not? Your dad owned multiple radio stations around the world or the United States. He's a prosperous guy. You could have easily gone into that business. What was it that attracted you to medicine around the world? You became a, what do you call it in the military?
I was a combat medic. Yep.
Yeah, combat medic. But yeah, you were a rifleman also.
Yeah. So I was already in medicine. I was an EMT already. I had, up to that point, a few years of
volunteer. Did you feel this was your call in life somehow? There was
it
no
was.
Traction.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually knew that I wanted to be a paramedic, at 9 or 10 years old.
What was it? Was it because you would be connected to people that way and you could give, serve? I've always
had a heart for people. I always had a heart to help people. In my walk with Christ, you know, it has come out, a pastoral, taking care of people, being a healer in a way. You know, a lot of times as a paramedic now, I can lay hands on people and pray with them or pray for them even without their knowledge. Yeah. and ask my creator and my father to touch and heal them in the worst time of their lives.
It's the clandestine operation.
Yeah. In a lot of ways. We have a couple of paramedics that work with me, one of my coworkers. She's a believer as well, and she prays with all of her patients, prays for and with all of her patients.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that. And now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
Hi, this is Keith Masters, a street witness sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. The book, titled Battle for the American Mind, brings together religion, politics, economics, science, and literature to present a compelling history of the American people. Notes historian Carl J. Richard argues that there have been three worldviews that have dominated world thought: theism, humanism, and skepticism. Theists put their faith in God, humanists in man, and skeptics put their faith in neither God nor man. Each worldview has had an epoch of domination, leading to the present age of confusion, where theists, humanists, and skeptics battle one another for control of American hearts and minds. Apostle Trevor Banks, pastor of the Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, tells us that there's a battle for mankind. The battleground of good and evil is waged at a particular set of gates. That gate is the soul gate. It's the gate of the soul. Another word used for the soul is the mind. The battleground is the mind. Many have abandoned the gates. There's no gatekeeper there, so an enemy can creep in. If the enemy creeps in and you start going by what you see, now you're allowing fear to creep in, and it's going to get a hold of your imagination. That's where the enemy wages war. Joyce Meyer, well-known evangelist and author of the book titled Battlefield of the Mind, tells us that a war is raging and your mind is the battlefield. Worry, doubt, confusion, depression, anger, and feelings of condemnation. I've been there and done that. She warns us to arm yourself with the Word of God, praise, prayer, and other powerful spiritual weapons. Remember when President Biden told us in his campaign, the election was a battle for the soul of the nation. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 3 and 4, that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. In the Bible, Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus tells us, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In the Bible, Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 and Acts chapter 9, verse 21, Jesus tells us that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This is Keith Masters, a street witness, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
With us in this season, when silence fills the home, when the lights that you once loved leave you aching and alone, He is with us in the distance. Between two shattered hearts, when you're standing in the same room, but half a world apart, He is with us always, in our joy and in our pain, in the love.
With us. Ooh. flickers in the sky. A tiny star lights up way up high. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born. A silent wish sails the seven seas. The winds of change whisper in the trees, and the walls of doubt crumble, tossed and torn. This comes to pass when a child is born. A rosy hue settles all around. You've got the feel you are on solid ground. For a spell or two, seems forlorn. This comes to pass when a child is born. And all of this happens because the word is waiting. Waiting for one child. Black, white, yellow, no one really knows. But a child that will grow up and turn tears to laughter, hate to love, war to peace, and everyone to everyone's neighbor. And misery and suffering will be words to be forgotten, forgotten forever and evermore. It's all a dream, an illusion now. Must come true sometime soon, somehow. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born. This comes to pass when a child is born. This comes to pass when a child is born. Is born.
Nuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folk dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the seasons bright. Tiny little tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Jesus on his way, bringing with him lots of joy and laughter and bright new day.
that I want to spy, to see His splendor as His Holy Spirit goes passing by. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. This child is gone to spy, to see the splendor as the Holy Spirit goes by. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 2. 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Feliz Navidad,
If you or someone you love needs professional care in the comfort of their own home, Not Alone Home Care, LLC, offers several client-centered services to ensure independent living. You can reach them at 772-202-8411.
Get ready for a mouth-watering journey as Nana Morrison's Soul Food expands to Port St. Lucie. Voted North Carolina's best soul food restaurant, Nana Morrison's has been dishing out homemade cuisine for over a decade. Their new location is now open, 10234 Southwest Meeting Street, Port St. Lucie, in Tradition. Craving fried chicken, mac and cheese, or collard greens? Nana Morrison's Soul Food has something for everyone. Mark your calendars and be part of the grand opening celebration.
This is Hank Morrison, General Manager at Nana Morrison Soul Food, now open, serving lunch and dinner every day. Come on in.
of the nightfall, lamps in the windows, letting their light fall clear on the snow. Bitter December bids us remember Christ in the stable long, long ago. Silence of midnight, voices of angels singing to midnight. Darkness is ended, sinners befriended. Where in the stable Jesus is born. Splendor of starlight, high on the hillside, faint is the far light burning below. Kneeling before Him, shepherds adore Him. Christ in the stable. Long, long ago. Glory of daybreak, sorrows and shadows, suddenly they break forth into morn. Sing out and tell now, all shall be well now. For in the stable Jesus is
stay close by me forever. and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee.
Above its sad and lonely plains, they bear him room. The one who formed the world was forming in her womb. Mystery of mysteries under starlit sky. For unto us a child is born, a son is given tonight. Wonderful Counselor, the mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of seated on a throne, unable to even crawl, and yet he stands alone. Who is this that wise men come and bow before? He is King of Kings, and he is Lord of Lords. One Counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of
this is Joyce Meyer. You know, many people go through their Christian lives miserable, defeated, and depressed. But I want to show you how God's Word has given each of us joy and victory if we just live life in the Spirit. Join me right here every weekday and let me show you how you can truly start enjoying everyday life in Christ.
Enjoying everyday life with Joyce Meyer at 7:30 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station WCNO.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Floating in the sky.
Let there be peace and goodwill toward men. Lord, let your peace reign upon the earth.
Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Glory to God in the highest, let his praises be heard again. Glory, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Glory to God. Let his praises be heard again. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Glory to God in the highest, let his praises be heard again.
Glory to God.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
Lying in a manger, staring at the strangers who've come so many miles. They were told to follow a star up in the heavens, and it brought them to the stable of the little baby child. Could this be the kingdom of the high and mighty? Is this the ruler born here tonight? Should we lay our treasure, here by the cradle? Tell me, are you the savior, pretty little baby child? Some Sometimes the greatest of miracles comes from the smallest of things. They knew as they knelt there beside him, they were looking in the eyes of a king. And that his tiny little finger would bring us together,
all together
forever and ever, pretty little baby child. Wonder of wonders, there in the darkness, the light of the promise, how it shines in his eyes. The angels are singing the hallelujah chorus, the Savior before us, pretty little baby child. Sometimes the greatest of miracles comes from the smallest of things. They knew as they knelt there beside him, they were looking in the eyes of a king. And that his tiny little fingers would bring us together, forever and ever, pretty little baby child. Forever and ever, pretty little baby child. Pretty little baby child.
Adore.